setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. We're going to talk about your purpose. Yes. And your purpose specifically through the lens of work. Now, I think you're relational and you're professional. I just kind of break people down into those kind of two big buckets. And we want to talk about making a difference in your work, because we all long to do that. We spend so much time at work, but work is not just a utilitarian function that helps you pay the bills. You were created to work to make a difference. And when you've ever talked to anybody who loves their work and loves the result of their work, you know that they've got the juice. Now, I want to help you figure out what it is, how to get there, and then guide you, cheer you along as you go. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. We're here for you. Let's go to Immokalee, Florida. Did I say that right? Okay, very good. Victor is joining us there. Victor, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Ken? Really appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, man. I'm having fun. Are you having fun? That's the question.
Not as much as I think I should be. But,
there we go.
Somewhere I can.
All right. Well, what's going on?
So I've been following you for like a month, probably two now, and I've been trying to, I guess, get on path or trying to get motivated. I find it really hard for me to stay motivated or stay on track with anything I set my mind to. And, you know, I've gone through some things, and I've seen my parents go through some things, and I just want to be able to pull through and use all the experience I've learned to actually do something with it, you know, because I feel like out of everything, I just, I've grown fearful, and I kind of just lack the motivation. And whenever I do start something new, I kind of just drop it within a week or like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just call him to see if there's any words to the wise or any sort of wake-up call I could get from you to, I guess. Just,
yeah, I wonder if it's motivation or if it's just straight-up fear that's crippling you. Because motivation, if you break down the word motivation, the key word in motivation, the root word is motive, right? And so what is your motive? You know, and do you have a motive? And so when somebody says I'm lacking motivation, to me, that's the source of that is always what we want to look into. Well, what's making you feel that you don't have motivation? Because I think you might be motivated if you're heading towards the right thing, or you might start out motivated and then you lose motivation. And what you think is losing motivation is actually you focusing on fear, not a desired future. Now, does that sound right to you, or is that not right?
It sounds like it's on point.
Okay, so what's going on? Give me the last two things you started and you quit.
I guess one of them could be start a business that I tried to do with an individual that unfortunately the individual had other plans, and it kind of just backfired on me. And being that I was like basically the sole proprietor and like the funder, it kind of just backfired, and I kind of ended up with a huge amount of debt. And then I kind of just lost like all motivation to try to be any sort of like entrepreneur or any sort of like
okay so let me give you an example. That's not losing motivation. You had somebody essentially quit on you, backstab you, whatever you want to call it, and left you hanging, holding the bucket, and so you were hurt, yes or no?
Yeah.
And you were discouraged, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not a lack of motivation. That's just you were done wrong. Right?
Basically, yeah. That was us with basically over just about $10,000 in debt. And
yeah.
Luckily, I was able to pay about 3 months ago, so I'm pretty grateful for that. But
good.
Yeah.
Good. So you understand what I'm saying, though? It's like, I don't think that you've lost the desire to succeed. I think when you get hurt like that and abandoned like that and kind of screwed over like that, it's natural to kind of go, I don't want to get out right now, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's the equivalent of somebody playing a sport and getting hurt pretty bad, And the last thing you want to do is, like, you know, let's say you're playing something and you get your, you know, you're playing something that involves your hands, you hurt your hand really bad. Well, in order for you to even hold that club or that bat or whatever it is, you'd have to really deal with some excruciating pain. You don't want to do that. Doesn't mean you don't love playing baseball anymore or whatever the sport is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It just means that right now you're in extreme pain and you can't think about doing what you want to do because you're just like reeling. So what was the other scenario?
I guess working out. So, you know, I've been overweight for a while now and I've been trying to be consistent. I know for a while I actually managed to work out every day for 2 weeks. And then I think that was the most I'd ever gotten to be consistent. But every now and then it's like a day, 2 days, or maybe I skip a whole week, maybe a month. It's just a process. I'm not really to keep consistent, you know.
But here's another thing. Okay, so that's not a motivation issue. That's a focus issue. So what happens is you lose focus. The weeks that you are working out, what are you focused on? Can you tell me? I can tell you. In fact, I'll tell you who I want to tell you. Madison, I want you to jump in here. Because I think actually Madison, who's listened to as many phone calls as I have, and she also lost over 100 pounds. Make sure her mic's up. How much did you lose?
130.
All right, so I want you to speak directly to Victor, because you know what I'm about to say, but I want you to say it to him in a way that I can't say it. So I'm going to tee you up, Madison. Now, Victor, are you listening?
Yeah.
This is a woman who lost 130 pounds, and by the way, has kept it off. She's in phenomenal shape.
That's awesome.
What is he focusing on, Madison? Or what did you focus on that made this go from being, I just want to lose weight, to the hard work to lose that many pounds? What is he focusing on when he's in the gym? And then what is he not focused on? Or what does he focus on when he doesn't go?
Yeah. To me, listening to him, it's not a lack of motivation. Clearly, he has the motivation to go to the gym for 2 weeks. Yeah. It's the staying focused. It's the not letting it get too difficult when you're sore, still going and walking, still going to the gym, showing up every day, even if it's just for 30 minutes. You've got to put in the hard work. And it'll pay off eventually.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But you're focused on the desired future, though.
Mm-hmm. You like, got to stay focused on the long game.
So when you lose 30 pounds, 30 pounds is hard. 130 pounds is I bet you Madison is in the top 2% of people that have lost weight in the entire universe in the last.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You've got to focus on the desired future. Victor, what is that? You don't focus on working out. It's not, oh, I got to go work out today. I got to eat healthy today. You go, I want to change my life. Yeah. See, Madison, she focused on a desired future. And when you just keep your focus on that desired future, that mountaintop, which by the way, we're not talking career right now. We're talking about your health, but it's the same thing with the next entrepreneurial venture. What is it that you want to do? What lessons do you learn from this, from these situations? And what's the desired future? What business do you want to run successfully one day? What is your physical desire future? What's your relational desire future? And you create the mountaintop in your mind. And you focus on that every day. That's what drags you to the spin class. That's what makes Madison walk 2 miles here at the office every day when she walks around the parking lot. So you have to understand, motivation happens as a result of focus. Focus. Focus is what drives action. Always get refocused and don't stop focusing. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so they can give themselves away. Those are the seven stages to meaningful work, to working like no one else. And we want to help you figure out what stage you're in, how to get to the next stage, and keep you going. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, we've got my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is the proven plan that will lead to the career you love. So for those of you who know, so you would already be in stage one and through stage one, get clear, and you're ready to get qualified in stage two, and also begin the process of getting connected in stage three, The Proximity Principle is written for you. It's a step-by-step plan on how to get in front of the right people, to get in the right places. And when you're around the right people and in the right places, people that are doing what you want to do, getting in places where the work you want to do is happening, opportunities knock on your door. We've made the climb up the mountain too mythical and too difficult. Now, it happens for some faster than others. But this book, The Proximity Principle, which again was written because I made up The Proximity Principle one day as I was driving into work thinking through my journey. How did I go from 33-year-old, no broadcasting degree, very little experience at all on a microphone, to 9 years later stepping into the dream job? It was The Proximity Principle, and I didn't call it that then. But I walk you through my journey, the five archetype of places, and five archetype of people, and then there's practices. It's a wonderful book, all three versions, the ebook, the audiobook, and then of course the good old-fashioned hard copy, all available for $25 at kencoleman.com. So for those of you, we give it away every day on the show. But for those of you who need it, or somebody that you know needs it, get it. It's a great deal. Three books. That's three Christmas gifts. Let's go to Aaron, who's on the line in Charlotte, North Carolina. Aaron, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I am looking to change jobs. My dream job is to work for the largest single-site employer in the United States. And I'm just having a difficulty breaking through to that company. The team that I want to work for is a very small team, a part of that large company. So I was wondering what you would suggest that I do to get connected.
Are they in your area?
They are not.
Okay. What city are they located in?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Do you know anybody that works for this gigantic company?
I do know a few people. I did an internship for the company a couple years back.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I haven't kept too much touch with higher up people.
That's a challenge because you got in. So this is, but I wish you would have stayed in better touch, but that's your challenge. You have got to reconnect and do it quickly and do it effectively, and I'm going to talk you through that. But the fact that you got an internship with this company tells me you got a shot at this. You're going to have to be patient, and you're going to have to be persistent. Those are two things that have to be a daily dose, but it's hard. It's hard to stay with it and be patient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got in as an intern. So how many higher ups or how many authority figures do you know from your internship?
Well, I've been trying to reach out to one person that I know that it's a part of this specific team. I'm just having difficulty reaching them. I have their email address and have been in contact, but I haven't heard anything back from them.
But you didn't answer my question. Didn't answer my question. So let me ask you the question again. I want you to answer the question that I ask you. There's a reason why I'm asking you this. How many people in authority did you personally know while you were interning there?
People that I would consider authority?
Yeah, just a management position. Like, did you have one direct report?
Three or four.
Okay, good. Three or four. Do those three or four people still work there?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Okay, but see, you're not super aware. So you know what your number one agenda item is today? To reach out to those three or four people. And if you don't have their contact info, you got to go to somebody who you know that still works there. Do you know anybody that still works there, was not in a leadership position, but they may have been a coworker or just somebody that was a regular worker? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many people those do you know?
a lot more.
How many? Ballpark.
About 15 to 20.
Have you reached out to them lately?
Not recently, no.
Okay, but do you see where I'm going, Aaron? I'm trying to encourage you not to get up. I'm not trying to kick your butt. I'm not trying to kick your butt.
No.
Okay. Dude, do you realize how many ends you've got? Here's what you're doing. Okay, so the first group, you're emailing them and trying to call them, leave a voicemail, and keep calling, try to get them on the phone. Hey, listen.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back in for this specific team. Do you know anybody over there? Would you be willing to, if you do, would you be willing to connect me or refer me or help me submit my resume to them? This is simple stuff. Because if you left on good terms, if you had a good internship, did you? Was it a good experience?
Yes.
Feel like you got good relationships there?
Yeah, it was the best time of my life, honestly.
Okay, so here's the deal. The reason why this is such an advantage for you, Aaron, is because, again, you know, I'm going to say 25 people within this organization. That's huge. I know it's a gigantic organization, but I would be shocked if out of those 25 people that they don't know anybody on that team. Now, I'd be shocked, but let's just say that they don't know anybody on that team personally. But of those 25 people within that company and the people that they know, I'll guarantee you somebody knows somebody on that team. And the issue is this. Let's just say that the three or four leader or management positions, that they don't know the manager or the hiring manager on this other specific team. They don't have to. They've got a company directory, yes or no?
Yes.
They can find them, can't they? And they could write a really stellar recommendation letter and email it to those people. They could make a call on your behalf if they chose to. So this is what you've got to do. All of your effort, you got to stop emailing cold. You're emailing cold emails. And I know you probably said, well, I interned once before. But what you need to be doing is getting those other people who know you and like you and can attest that you're a great worker and that you'd probably be worth an interview at least. That's where all your effort goes. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, listen, I just think that you should be encouraged right now because you've really been doing this the wrong way. You've not been leveraging any of those connections at all. So that's your homework assignment. That's what you need to do. Also, hang on the line. I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is all about this. You know the company you want to work for. You're clear. Now it's about... And I think you're qualified probably, but you're close. But this is all about connections and the proximity principle. This book, Aaron, is going to give you even deeper dive, homework assignments, tell you exactly what to do to get that job. Okay, so hang on the line, and Madison's going to get that for you. You know, it's funny. When we started out, Joe, I'll never forget, I had been talking about the proximity principle for I don't know, a couple weeks on the air, you know, and it kind of came to me one day. I was at a stoplight, and I was looking at an email interview that I was about to do that day.
You were brainstorming.
I was brainstorming because the host asked me a question. How'd you get where you are now? How'd you do that with no training, no degree? And so this idea of the proximity principle hits me in the car over this 7 mile drive. I start talking about it when it was relevant. It starts taking off. And you remember the guy that called from Minneapolis? He called, he says, Ken, you've been talking about this proximity principle. I actually did it. And I got the job. This thing really works. So I started talking about it some more. And then we thought, boy, there's a book here. And we wrote the book. And last year it came out. It was the number one bestseller. Folks, listen, I'm not selling you a book. But I did a deep dive on how to get where you want to go. So for those of you who know where you want to go, but you're scared, you're doubtful, you don't know how to get there, go to KenColeman.com and get the book. We got all three versions for $25. Go do it. Helping you reclaim Monday mornings, stepping out of the house on Monday with some juice because you're actually heading into work. you know you're going to be in your sweet spot, your contribution zone. You're using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter to you, your mission. Yes, that sweet spot is available. Everybody's got one. In fact, you were created to step into it, because living and working on purpose has nothing to do with you. It's about giving your best, giving your gifts away to others. And that's what we talk about here on the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us, bringing a different kind of conversation to talk radio. If you're enjoying this, folks, we know the folks are listening via SiriusXM, the podcast, and your talk radio station. Let your radio station know, hey, we want more of Ken Coleman. We want more of this positive conversation. We hear men and women getting that light bulb turned on in their head and their heart, and illumination leads to inspiration. And that's what we're about here. So appreciate you so very much. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Sarah joins us there. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's so good to talk to you today. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So my husband and I started paying off our debts at the beginning of this year, and we're moving along at a good clip, but we could always do more. And so I'm a stay-at-home mom to 6 kids, but I recently went back to work part-time. I don't mind my job, but I get paid very little for what I do. I feel like my time is precious, especially because it takes me out of my home, away from my kids. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to get the ball rolling on figuring out how can I maximize my time and maximize my talents, so we can meet our financial goals and I can work a job that I really love.
Yeah. So the question becomes, though, if it were a different part-time job and you enjoyed it more, would you be okay with the hectic crunch it puts on your schedule?
So my husband's a professor. I work around his hours. So scheduling wise, it's okay. I honestly don't feel like I'm getting paid very much. I get paid a little more than minimum wage.
Oh, okay. So that's the issue. The issue is pay, yeah. Not so much the schedule. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Well, then let's just figure out what it is that you do well. Let's figure out what kind of work you would love to do that produces a result that you go, hey, this is pretty awesome. Now, we don't have to have the dream job here in this situation because it's a part-time job you're looking for.
Sure.
But we least want to focus on 2/3 of that equation, right? Talent and passion. Work that you're good at, work that you enjoy. We want to try that. And if we can't find that in the part-time job, again, not a problem. But we always start with talent. So what do you do best and what do you think is your most valuable set of skills in the marketplace right now?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a good problem solver, and I worked for many years as a copywriter, and my favorite part of it wasn't quite the writing. It was when they kind of gave me a task I had to do in a crunch. It was kind of a tangled mess, and I would sit there and just work away at it until the problem was solved. Gotcha. I always found it so satisfying.
Interesting. So the type of problems you like to solve, are they process, ideas, people, or things? And I think I know the answer, but I want you to... So I'm giving you these buckets. So do you like people problems? Do you like processes? Solving process problems?
I would say process, or what I would almost say, like a content problem. I'm an introvert, so
that's
definitely
ideas.
Not people problems or
there
interpersonal problems.
So that's what I would call idea problems.
Okay.
They were like, hey, we got to get copy stat. And you're like, okay, I'm in.
Yes.
I want to sit down and try to figure out what the messaging, what the narrative is around words and ideas.
Yes.
Well, I think that in today's world, this is more fruitful, profitable, favorable for you than it ever has been, because the online contractor, so you want to start doing research for people that have put ads out there, they're looking for remote copywriters, contractors. So look, I just need somebody to come in and knock out this much, I need this many words every day, and you've got some experience there, you certainly could apply and submit some samples. But I would be looking online and see what's available, because that could be, around somebody around the world, and you go, hey, I can do that. Great. I need 5 hours every day knocking out copy on vitamins or whatever.
Right.
But I think you need to do some research on that. I'd start there.
Okay.
Then I would look at your connections in Dayton, Ohio. And so who do you and your husband know? Certainly your husband being a professor, he's very well connected. And this is a effectively shaking the tree by just communicating to everybody. Hey, my wife is a really good editor slash copywriter. She's great at kind of, you know, she can work under pressure and quick, you know, deadlines, blah, 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 blah. She's good with words and figuring out this kind of stuff. I just think the more that you two talk about it to everybody you know, I think eventually opportunity is going to come to you where you're essentially self-employed as a contractor and you determine
that would
how much.
Be amazing.
I know. That's why I suggested it. That way you're not, that's why you're not going into work for somebody, you know, and you're not working X hours and all this kind of stuff. It's like, I can be at home the entire time. And so when the six kiddos are all doing sports or school or whatever, you can be knocking stuff out when they go to bed. You can knock something out in a couple hours. And so you effectively charge an hourly rate anyway for your services.
So
until you can get that drummed up, you know, maybe look for another part-time job that's a little bit more enjoyable or you can make a little bit more money doing anything. But I'm trying to give you the ideal part-time gig. And so that's based on your answer. And I think you can drum that and build that. I really do.
Okay.
In fact, I know, I believe and know you can do it.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so listen, I'd start beating that drum today. Okay. You and your hubs and everybody you know, look, she's really gifted at this, this, and this. Almost make a little index card for yourself and go, how would you sell what you have done in the past and what you can do? How would you list that out? And if it's three things, great. But really narrow that down to where you can talk about it very effortlessly and so can your husband. Because the more you guys talk about it, the more you share the word, then opportunity is going to come your way. Okay. And then in the interim, look at what's being offered in Dayton, Ohio right now as a part-time job that pays better than the current one you have.
Okay.
Can I do that? That's the question you ask. Yeah, yes. I think I can.
Yeah.
Well, then go do it. You know, you don't owe this part-time job anything. So I gave you a short-term and a long-term strategy, and I think that that's the way to go.
That sounds great.
You're awesome, Sarah. Thank you so much for the call. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Okay, Joe, coming up November the 7th. Right here in my hands, I have the announcement. Our latest version of the Ramsey Solutions Smart Conference. This is one of my favorite events that we do. It's a day that's jam-packed with content that is inspirational and practical, and it covers every area of your life. Marriage, parenting, money, your work, relationships, mental, emotional health, retirement strategies. I'm telling you, folks, we cover it all. It's the entire Ramsey personality team, Dave Ramsey, Chris Hogan, Rachel Cruz, myself, Christy Wright, Dr. John Deloney, Anthony O'Neill, and then our good friends, Dr. Meg Meeker and Dr. Les Parrott, parenting and marriage experts. It's going to be an unbelievable day, and it is a live stream event because we know we can't go to arenas and do this event. Normally, this event will get anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 people in an arena, and it's electric. But we're going to be doing it from our offices here at Ramsey Solutions two Saturdays from now, November 7th. And you can get your spot today, daveramsey.com/events. It's a live stream event coming to you in HD, daveramsey.com/events to get your ticket today. It's going to be an unbelievable day. Hope to see many of you virtually or digitally. Joe, I can't wait till we get the old Smart Conference back on the road all around the country. That's going to be fun.
It's huge. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Hey, all right, listen, coming up, more of your calls, more clarity, more confidence, more courage for you to be who you were created to be. This is The Ken Coleman Show. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we continue to help you get clear so that you can get qualified and get connected and get started get promoted, and get the dream job so you can give yourself away. So excited that you are joining us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right, Madison, I'm going to need some help with this one because I feel like I'm genuinely pretty good at these names, but I'm not sure about this one. Tahlequah. Oh, very nice. Do you have to practice those sometimes before I put you on the spot? All right, very good. Lacey is up next in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Lacey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. What's going on?
So I am calling for my husband. He has been at his place of employment for a little over 9 years, and it's a huge company, but this particular location just got word that it's closing December 9th.
Mm.
So he is the store manager, and the company is really wanting to locate some all their employees like within, you know, other locations, other roles. But he's not sure if he wants to stay with them anyway. This we kind of see it as like God's way of giving him a little kick out of the nest to
yes.
go do what he really, really wants to do. they also are offering a severance package, which is, you know, sort of what we're leaning towards. But obviously, he wants to find a job lined up, you know, before it comes to that.
Sure.
So, I mean, we've talked, we've listened to your show a lot, and we've talked a lot about his sweet spot. And in his words, his number one dream job is to be a game warden, you know, fish and wildlife conservation officer.
Okay.
However, the pay is drastically different.
Okay. How much?
So he makes about $75 a year, what he's doing right now. For Oklahoma, a game warden starts out at about $39.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's our sole income provider.
Mm-hmm.
we've got three little ones. So, that said, he's said game warden is his number one dream job. He's also would love to be a coach, or just anything in general. He just loves helping people.
What kind of
a
coach?
A little bit more. Probably basketball, I'm guessing.
All right. Does he, in Oklahoma, is he already qualified from a college degree standpoint to move into the school system and teach slash coach?
He's not certified as a teacher, but he has a business degree, so he does have a bachelor's. But it's not, but there is a, you know, a way to get him certified as a teacher.
Yeah. And do you know what the teacher position would pay?
Probably close to the same. He knows a few coaches personally, and they make about the same as the game warden salary, which is around 40.
Yeah. So here we go. So now we've got a real situation where the two things he wants to do are a sizable chunk of different pay, and it's to the negative. But you know my position on this. My position is we change our lifestyle. Or you go back to work, which is changing your lifestyle. And I'm not suggesting you have to. I'm not even suggesting that you should. That I'm just telling you that if you all as a couple are going, all right, well, he wants to do this, but as our singular breadwinner right now, that would drastically affect us. So the question is, can we absorb that pay cut? I don't think you can. Right now, so what would need to be true to be able to absorb that?
And the crazy thing is, believe it or not, I think we can.
Great.
I'm the budget nerd, so I've of course mapped everything out.
Great.
And we have the padding. We're debt free. We just became debt free in July.
It's awesome.
Before we knew all this, he just got his degree in May. Before we knew all this,
it's incredible. So let me ask you this, because we only got about a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Is there something that you could do or would want to do on a part-time basis, even out of the home, or ones? Huh?
I think I could. Maybe not out of the home, but I'm really interested in trying to figure some way I can do something online or telecommute something.
Well, if you can do that, if the kiddos in their current season of life, if you can do that, I would say give it a go.
Okay.
Because remember this, with his experience, he can always go back and get into the space he was in before just for the day job until we save up more money or make more. But I think you guys being debt free puts you in a place to go for this. I say he goes for the game warden. and he maybe figures out a way to make some more money on the side while being a game warden. You make a little bit of money, and we give this thing a shot and learn from it. Go for it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping men and women figure out what it is they're created to do in their work and then come up with a plan to get there. It's exciting stuff. This is purposeful talk radio, not political talk. Hey, one of the ways that you can get there, in fact, I wrote a book on it, The Proven Plan That Will Lead to the Career You Love, is the proximity principle. You get this principle, you employ it, you live it, you habitualize it. Oh my gosh, opportunities are going to knock all over your door. And we've got it at a special price right now. $25 for all three versions. That's the autographed hard copy, the ebook, or the audiobook. Get all three, actually, for $25. It's a step-by-step plan for getting in front of the right people and in the places so that job opportunities come your way. You can only get that deal at kencoleman.com/store. For $25, three books is essentially what you're getting there. And it's a great gift. And now more than ever, people need this. Good news out there today, Joe. Did you see the GDP? 33%.
Yes, I did. Boom.
Record growth in America's economy in quarter number three. Now, it's no time to throw a celebration, and I'm not saying that in a celebratory mode, although I'm very happy. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of you that are listening are still in local or state economies, or you are in sectors like the service sector, hotels, tourism, hotels, bars, that in certain places are largely still very much hurting. Madison shared an article with me this morning. More and more women are having to press pause and step out of their professional career, which is so sad. So I know that the unemployment numbers are again, getting better. Low 7% last figure we had, the GDP 33%, the huge record growth in the third quarter. But that's because of the massive contraction. So the growth is obviously going to look bigger, but we still have a lot to do in our economy. We've got to get kids in school. We've got to get people back to work. And I know that's going to take time, and the health issue is a part of that. But when we can get the service industry back online, Joe, it's going to be bananas. And so we're rooting for that here on the Ken Coleman Show. And we're going to be with you throughout the entire process. We'll be here through it and on the other side of it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jeff in Canton, Ohio. Jeff, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Jeff, how are you?
I've got an interesting one for you.
Okay.
I've got my dream job. I am an IT manager for a small, one plant out of a large auto parts manufacturer, and I love it. The issue is, a month ago, we had a huge industrial fire where we lost about 60% of the building.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody was hurt, but they told us we'll find out in November whether they're going to close the plant or not.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, okay, now what do I do?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, is this a big company, national or multinational company?
Yeah, it is. Relocation for me isn't an option.
Okay.
Now, I am in IT, so there's a lot of stuff I can do remotely.
Yes.
So I'm going to try. I'm working with my dotted line reports at corporate to see what they can find remotely that I can do. But yep. Elderly parents and so forth, and a teenage daughter relocating isn't.
Okay. I got you. So here's the deal. So the good news for you is you're an IT leader. So that's huge. So, you know, when you look in the relevant file, you're there. And there's probably some more skills you could add, but you also know it's your dream job. So if you just sat down and typed out or wrote down the task, the functions, the roles that you love the most that make this your dream job, that becomes your new search, and you're searching for that. And you're not just searching in Canton, Ohio, but you're searching for that role remotely, because the world has changed dramatically, as you know, since, you know, February, March, when COVID really hit the United States. And American business, I don't think, will ever be the same. And so remote opportunities are really huge, and especially in IT and technology. So I'd start looking now, and I'd start finding all kinds of options that might turn into opportunities. And you're doing the right thing. You know, you look within your company first, because you're valuable to them. Just because they got to shut a plant down, you know, that may just be, you know, the function of, you know, is it worth the cost of rebuilding it versus reassigning and moving operations somewhere else? But that work still,
started doing that.
Right, but that work still has to be done. And so the role that you play still has to be done on some level. But if you can't get it within, I'd start looking at other options. And right now, don't wait. Don't wait for them to announce it. Start looking. I would even look at technology recruiters. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan. People ask me all the time, can you teach the resume, and you teach that it's worthless without a relationship and all that? Does a recruiter count? And I absolutely think it can, yes. I think a good recruiter in technology for you could be finding some opportunities for you remotely as well. So,
okay. I've got connections there.
Yeah, I know you do. And you've got a lot to offer. You have a lot of qualifications that are transferable. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And the ability to lead a tech team, that's even more valuable. So I just get busy, because I don't think you won't be sitting on the sidelines for long. My hope is that you've got some offers in the next 3-4 weeks. And depending on what the company decides to do, that you don't miss any income at all. So you've got this.
I'm not worried about.
Oh, good.
I'm not worried about missing the income. I'm in step 7.
Great.
My issue is, where does loyalty come into this? If I get a job offer before they say we're going to close, and I leave, and then they close, they've got nobody to close the IT side of this business down.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think there's got to be somebody in that company that could come in and do what you needed to do. Or you come in, you go, look, guys, you told us the plant may be shutting down. I needed a backup. I went and looked. I got something. I got a great opportunity, but I don't want to leave you in the lurch. I'm going to take this other job because it's the right move for me. But I'll tell you what, on a contract basis, I'll help you shut everything down. I don't know. Maybe make a little extra money. Here's my point. You're not being disloyal by taking care of and securing your future. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, and I understand, because you're a good guy. That's why you feel that way. You're such a high, honorable guy. You're just a good dude. But you're not, you know, there's a couple ways you could skin that cat. You know, they've got somebody that could do that technical work. But you could offer your services on a contract basis as well. Say, look, I don't want to totally leave you hanging. I'll charge you a smaller rate, and I'll help do this on the side as I'm moving into this new job, if you could even do that. But I'm just throwing out a suggestion.
Yeah, okay.
But no, you're not disloyal at all. Not at all. I mean, here's the thing. You're assuming, Jeff, that when they made that announcement to all of you, hey, we don't know if we're going to keep this plant open, but we'll let you know in November. You're assuming that they didn't think, well, there's a lot of people that are going to start looking. Well, of course they thought that. Anybody with half a brain would think, you know what? We're going to have some people that leave us because they don't want to sit here and wait for the shoe to drop. So again, that's another reason why you don't need to worry about doing what's best for you and your long-term future. But it's going to work out. I think in the time it takes for you to start finding something, I don't think they're going to wait too much long. You know, in the whole month of November is probably going to come around the same time. So you got this. Don't overthink it. Do what's right. And by the way, it's okay to say that what's right is what's right for you. You're not being unethical. You're not leaving them high and dry. So you got this. 844-747-2577 is the number. Thank you so much for joining us. We love this conversation here every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.